You are listening to Ghostly Talk. Philosophy, physics, and metaphysics seem to be converging on what could be a completely new science of possibility. This is Stephen Rourke, PhD, science advisor in physics for the Center for Paranormal Research and Investigation. The folks at Ghostly Talk, like CPRI, believe that the role of science is to investigate the unexplained, not explain the uninvestigated.
Friends, do you ever wonder, who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Why do I keep repeating the same patterns, and how can I change them? Why am I free from being able to have the life that I've always dreamed of, and what is stopping me from having this? How do I meditate? What is an aura, and how do I see one? How can I come to a sense of well-being physically and spiritually, always? How can I remain in a state of absolute love, that soulful love, felt and expressed from within the heart of the soul, or we may say unconditional love, bliss, peace, and spiritual oneness in life continuously? Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond, in co-creation with Spirit, shows you the path through the new book called Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, spiritual rememberings of the soul through life experience, available at Diamond Lady Publishing, www.diamondladypublishing.net.
You are listening to Ghostly Talk with your hosts, Doug and Scott L.
Just the guy. That's right, Bonnie.
Oh, I'm ready, honey. Bring it on.
Oh, 9 o'clock p.m. The show's ending.
By the bike rack?
By the bike rack.
Ooh, it's on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I just got served.
I'm going to bring my camera out. We're going to have to take
watch you get pummeled into the ground.
Yeah. Ghost Month is continuing here on Ghostly Talk.
Elijah Steinsick is the paranormal scene investigator for the American Association of Paranormal Investigators. The AAPI is a nonprofit paranormal assembly devoted to practicing of the Did I say non?
You really are blowing this. Go ahead. I love it. Because I blew the last
Thanks,
one.
Doug. Yeah. The scientific method in documentation of paranormal phenomena. Their assemblage combines the fundamentals of modern technological equipment, scientific methods, as well as psychic ability. The AAPI's purpose is to study the paranormal, research the field, and to assist individuals who are unable to deem or understand what lies outside our existing sight. Through this, the group's ultimate goal, which I think is, I want to talk to them about this
exactly.
A little bit. The ultimate achievement they'd like to is to build a laboratory that will assist field investigators and lab technicians with proper tools to be able to recreate paranormal activity and have the findings recorded for scientific analysis. Based on that chunk of information, which is a lot, I'd like to welcome Elijah to the show. Welcome, Elijah.
Thank you.
And, of course, their website is www.ghostpi.com.
Mm-hmm.
So GHOSTPI.com.
Now, before we go running it with this, how we got in contact with these guys, Elijah, who is your president again? I'm very sorry, I forgot.
I found it as Stephen Widener.
Stephen contacted us, and it was a while back. It was actually months back, like before the summer started, as a matter of fact, and said, hey, love the show. We gave you an award. And they gave us an award that I actually have. I have on my computer.
They'll be rescinding the award.
Well, after this show, after a live show here, yeah. But he's like, you know, I love to listen to the show. I love you guys. And I'm like, thank you so much. It's totally cool. And he's like, yeah, you know, it's really great. I'm like, well, hey, man, why don't you come on the show?
Right.
It'd be awesome to have you on, Steve. It'd be totally cool. Oh, no, I can't. No. We'll have Elijah come on. So we have Elijah here tonight.
How do you pronounce your last name?
Steinsick.
I did it. Fine.
You did it.
Did I slaughter it, Elijah?
No, you nailed it.
No, you were close. You were a lot closer than most people.
It was pretty cool.
Usually I'm like way, I mean, it's like I slaughter the word and the people like hang up on us.
Yeah,
I'm just impressed you didn't call me Alicia.
Alicia?
Most of the time people think I'm a woman.
No,
that would have been Alicia. And here in Detroit, you'd think we would have. But anyway, you guys,
ouch. Okay, that was heavy, dude. I'm going to turn the mic on.
All opinions expressed on this show.
This is my first interview of any kind, so.
Oh, really?
Sorry to hear that.
So we're not making you uncomfortable in any way. Well, you know, no.
Okay.
We want you to lay back. Do you have some coffee or a beverage with you there, Elijah?
And sit in the chair.
No, quite all right.
Okay.
Good. Just relax, because this is the most laid-back show ever.
It'll be quite painless, relatively. We're not gonna.
Right. We make fun of each other, but not of you.
Yeah.
So. So you guys, you get together, and about how big? How do you have like 20 investigators? 500? How tight knit are you guys?
We have a core group of investigators,
mm-hmm.
And then we have several associates that kind of breeze in and out. The exact number, I'm not entirely sure right now how many investigators we have. We have anywhere from 10 to 15 at any given time.
But you do have a core group, though, obviously, the people that you probably work with very closely.
Yes. Well, about as far as core group, I'd say we had about 7.
Cool. Excellent. And you guys, and you mentioned that you used the scientific method, and I like that because you're coming at it from a scientific side. And then in the very next sentence, you mentioned psychics. So I'm wondering...
It is quite the dichotomy, simply because when we say scientific method, I'm very skeptical myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a very prove-me type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So when something happens, I need to know where to eliminate anything natural that could possibly be occurring. It being like photos. There have been a few photos that I've gotten that will look suspect, or they look like something out of the ordinary, but when I go back and recreate, I've done several, gone back and done several other pictures just to make sure that what I captured was in fact, you know, paranormal.
Mm.
That is more of the scientific side. We approach everything from a skeptical point of view to a certain extent, make sure that there's no possible natural cause, and then we explore more of the psychic and the paranormal side of it.
Mm. What do you think of who have you worked with who is psychic, or if you don't want to mention names, what kinds of things have they done for you?
Stephen actually is quite an accomplished psychic, so he is more on the psychic side. He's an accomplished medium actually, and he always whenever he comes, he always takes part of the. He does that part of the investigation, and just trying to get a lay of the land. He's actually come in my younger paranormal investigating days. We experimented with seances. I did without Stephen's guidance, and kind of attracted something into my house. And he's actually the one that kind of came and, you know, cleansed it. So he's
really
yeah.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was inexperienced, kind of wanting to. I was still in the thrill seeker phase, you know. I don't know if you've ever been there, where you just want something to happen, you just really don't care.
Oh, I am to this day. I like fly. I'm insane. I go in there. I find the first Indian burial ground. I pee all over it. Right.
The views and expressions. Anyway,
no. You, that's a really great way of putting it, too, I have to say, Elijah.
A lot of people do that. They go through this phase where, and I have to admit, I was there, too.
Well, our first ghost hunt together was like that, Doug. Remember? We pretty much started our careers together.
Right.
We pretty much started
ghost hunting
our ghost hunting careers, our amateur ghost hunting careers, whatever you want to call it. And there was, and Elijah concur with us on this if we're right, which we might not be. The first investigation you go on, when you don't know that much about this stuff, there's always this uncertainty going on. It was very, very, very exciting for me. I had an absolute riot that night. And it really wasn't all tied in. And I have to say, when I went out, for example, I was lucky enough, even though there wasn't any resources that there are now, I was able to talk to some experienced people who gave me some pointers and stuff like that, and they told me, like we tell people every week here now, it isn't that exciting, Scott, just so you know.
Right. And our first time, we just went haywire. It was just insane.
Well, it was, and there was some things that happened that night.
And we did some other things, too. I mean, we a little bit into the urban exploration, where you're not supposed to do that. And it was not, we weren't always as professional. Well, we were professional in our appearance and demeanor, but we were doing things that probably are not recommended.
Not anymore.
Completely agree with you on that.
Yeah. But there is that element, where you start out.
You want something to happen and you don't care how you get it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably not the best way to go about it. Did
not anymore.
So you guys come up with the with both sides then. You've got the scientific investigators, you've got the psychic and other other ways of dealing with information side as well. And how do you put, how do you combine those? I mean, is it a, here's something that I've said over and over. I like receiving information about a haunted site. I like receiving information about the other side. However it gets to me, and it could be in the form of a photo, in the form of an EVP, in the form of a seance, in the form of a psychic reading. But you get this information. And then it's somewhat difficult sometimes though to present that because, they are kind of wildly varying. You know, you've got the one extreme, which is completely recordings and measurements and, audio and visual, that kind of thing. And then you've got basically what amounts to testimony. And so how you must deal with that in all of your investigations.
Well, we do, and I think that's why we like to incorporate both aspects of it. And a side effect of that also tends to be like testing our own intuitiveness, because I honestly feel that it's more of being psychic is more of a muscle. I mean, some people are automatically inclined to it, but it's more of learning to pick up your surroundings, the vibes around you, and we tend to test that theory, you know, like take a picture, like just knowing where to take a picture. I know some people that can take pictures all the live long day and they get absolutely nothing. And few gifted people can just take maybe a quarter of the amount of pictures and get just boom, 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 anomalies left and right.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that intuitive, just that instinct. Or Stephen will, there's a really great football-looking orb on our site where Stephen actually said, there's something right by my left ear. Snap a picture. There was just the oddest-looking football-shaped orb right next to his left ear. So, I mean, I think that's what we try to do as far as incorporating both sides of it. We have our intuitives and our mediums there, and we have people taking readings constantly to try and back up what the intuitives and the mediums are saying.
As orbs go, a football-looking orb would be very interesting compared to a standard orb, which, we don't know.
Because it really can't be explained by dust or moisture. It was indoors as well.
At that
same investigation, and these photos are all on our website.
Well,
at that same investigation, Sharon was using divining rods.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly did not have much faith in divining rods because I've held them myself, and I've realized just how easy it is to get those things to just go wherever, you know, slight flick of the wrist and
you're following a ghost that's not there.
Yeah, she was dead on. And we took pictures, and the orbs were right on the end of the little divining rods.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say, when divining rods, I had a set myself, and I had made them myself, and I used them for
I remember those things back in the day, too. You brought those things. I'm like, what are those things, man?
What are those?
I made these myself. I bought the parts from Aco Hardware.
I did. And but I was using them, and I used them, and used them, and used them, and they were interesting. But they were more of a curiosity than anything.
Oh, yeah.
Until one time when they did move on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was holding them, you know, and we were out at Morrow Road at the time. When I was holding them, we were walking around the area. It's like a circle area where the Indians, Will had seen the Indians around the background, the silhouettes of Indians, and him and several others. So it was there was some backup there.
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I'm wandering around with these things, and they had acted the exact same everywhere all the time until this one night when we're there and I'm walking around and they moved on their own,
mm-hmm.
of their own will, not because my little muscles inside my hand were directing them and not because I was tripping over a rock,
mm-hmm.
but because they moved and they pulled. I mean, they exerted
the force
on me, and it was a complete different feeling than having them flop all back and forth and then maybe cross and maybe not. It was completely different, and I'm like, wow, now that's how these things are supposed to be working.
Mm-hmm.
When they are directing you through their own, whatever mechanism, rather than you directing them and then following their random movements.
Yeah,
it was just insane. Completely different. So I do have, so those obviously I'm not skilled at them, because it only happened once.
Mm-hmm.
But when those things work, they really, really have a mind of their own. It's mm-hmm. it's amazing.
Elijah, I do have a question / comment concerning this football orb you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
One thing, one phenomena, I should say, which at the end of this, it probably ain't going to be a phenomena. But one thing I noticed, and I'm wondering how you guys approach this. There's been investigations that I've been on in the past where you do have the resident psychic on site there with you, working with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be walking along. You'll have like five or six people there, where, you know, maybe like let's say they're in a 30 by 30 foot area. Whether it be a cemetery, a house, wherever it may be, warehouse, I don't know, anything, right? And you have the resident psychic walking around, right? And the resident psychic goes, I feel something here. And then what happens is all six of the people that may be shooting photos in every corner of the room, they all congregate on where the psychic's at and start firing photos off in rapid fire, similar to an AK-47, right?
Oh, yeah.
And what I found, it is kind of funny because you get all these people shooting pictures at the same time. Right, you have six people, let's say, that are shooting pictures at the same time. And I'm not saying this is what happened in your situation at all, but this is one thing I wanted to point out to the listening audience, people that are starting out ghost hunting or whatever. If you have like six, don't have a school of cameras all going to one area, I think. And I think just that multiple flashing thing is going to throw a lot of your results off.
Well, it could definitely,
definitely.
Yeah, it could definitely lead to, you know, light flash bounce and,
yeah,
and
exactly.
things like that. Mm. Yeah.
I've just noticed that, and I've made jokes about that in some of my prior writings, let's say.
Yes.
where I've said, like, you know, there's something here, and like 800 cameras start flashing simultaneously. Which,
yeah, looking like paparazzi.
Yeah, you know,
guys,
it's like,
yeah.
I don't really see where, in a, just from a physical standpoint, I'm not talking about anything paranormal here. I'm talking about just from a physical standpoint. If you have what's, you know, a million candlewatt bulb, like one of the things we have, one of our toys,
yeah.
I don't think flashing it on something and then shooting a picture is really, I mean, this is the dark. We're trying to get things that light up in the dark, supposedly, that we can't see with our eyes. This is sounding weirder and weirder as I say it. And if you're flashing bright lights at it, you're not going to get anything out of film, I don't think. So that's something just I was just thinking about that as you were discussing that, Elijah.
You know, I'm going to have to add that to the list, I think, of as far as experiments that we need to do, as far as maybe somehow setting up cameras to chain fire on a certain object and seeing what kind of light anomalies we get.
Well, that would be really, that would be an amazing study. I would really.
It's an interesting idea, and I'm fairly concerned. I mean, I shouldn't say concerned. I'm fairly confident in what the results are going to be.
Well, and that's the whole idea of an experiment.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
You know, you have a theory. You they'll design an they'll design the experiment, do the experiment, and then come back with the results.
Yeah.
Maybe you
good idea.
Revise your theory or not.
Yeah, Elijah, check that out if you guys want. Feel free. Let me know what you guys come up with. All right.
Oh well, we'll send you some.
I'm also interested in the, like, and you had mentioned this, and it's in the bio, is the, you know, being outside of, what does it say, understand what lies outside our existing sight. And this is something that I've been talking about for about 2 months. I saw this stupid show on some TV channel that says that, you know, somewhere way, way, way back.
You're watching Roseanne again, Marina.
Sometimes, yeah. somewhere way, 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 way back, at, you know, when living organisms, you know, were just started happening on Earth, they didn't have eyes and they didn't have ears and they didn't have noses. They, you know, they basically were just living, right? And then eventually, you know, evolution, which of course is a huge issue right now,
mm-hmm.
They, you know, some organisms developed eyes, you know, the sight. Some developed, you know, some kind of smell, although it was underwater, so it's a different kind of thing than what we do,
mm-hmm.
you know. You know, but they could sense it.
Gills.
And well, gills are breathing. Of mm-hmm. course, some of them breathe. But
mm-hmm.
but so they developed, we developed these organs over time, if you go with the evolution theory. And what happens is, we you know, we've got sight, hearing, taste, smell, and probably a fifth one. I don't know. touch. So we've got these five senses.
Five senses, yes.
But we didn't always have them. I mean, they didn't always exist. Even though at the time, way back then, light existed, and you could see things if you happened to have eyes, at, you know, there that were.
Or some type of sensory organ that could detect the light variances and whatnot. Because there are.
Right.
I mean, it isn't just necessarily eyes. I mean, some people have eyes, but they don't work that well.
So we're extremely familiar with these five mediums of sensory input,
mm-hmm.
right? Is there another thing that we're not even imagining, is there, you know, because we've got these five, mm-hmm. is there another one? Is there a sixth sense, I guess is what I'm asking. Is there a seventh sense? Just that we don't have the facility right now. We didn't have all the time the facility to see.
Remember, this is Elijah's first right, interview.
Oh, I know. I know.
He's like, he's going to want me to answer this.
You're asking some big questions here.
You're making some good points, though.
So, and the thing is, like, for example, then, do the mediums like Stephen and others, is that really some kind of thing that they'll have some kind of ability to sense and make sense of the information coming from it mm-hmm. that we don't all possess, or if we do all possess it, we just don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
Is that what's really going on here? Is there a medium out there? And I don't mean medium a person talking to the dead. Mm-hmm. I mean a medium like visual,
mm-hmm.
auditory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the nose is, ovecular.
Olfactory.
You know, is there a medium out there that we could...
Olviculum, is that what you said?
I just made it up. I just made it up when I don't know. Didn't you know
that? That's what we've been doing since day one around here.
Yeah. Is there a medium out there that some people can tap into because the human race is ready for the sixth sense? I don't know. Elijah, you've seen this in action. You've been out with...
Stephen,
for example. Does it appear to be that way? Are we on the brink?
You know, that is a way bigger question than I'm qualified for.
this poor, sweet man.
What I've seen, I believe that is definitely that a sixth sense does exist, be it that some people are given it or that some people can develop it. You know, I'm honestly just completely at a loss for words, so I'm not talking about
that. Boy, Doug, nice and hey, I don't know. Well, the thing is, though, too, Elijah, I think we could put this into perspective. You said this already. You may have said this. I thought you said this. That the psychic functioning is like a muscle.
It's
like a muscle. Okay, and the thing, if you think about it in those terms, and I've heard psychic after psychic after psychic say this, too, is that we all have this ability.
Mm-hmm.
We all have this ability.
Yeah.
And we all have muscles. Well,
way that some people are more gifted at say athletics or something like that. Some people are automatically predispositioned to receive these messages, whatever they may be.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other people, while they may not be superstars, they can still pick up things. I mean, it's a natural human instinct. I mean, when you were going on your first investigation, you know, you get those energy rushes, those little things, the hair stands up on the back of your neck,
mm-hmm.
just those little things that I think that are what showed me that everyone can to some extent tap into that.
I'm seeing the big picture here, though, too. And we've heard the hints, and I'm not saying this is like a revelation going on here either, but we all have muscles. It could be the same thing. Like you just said, Elijah, some people are superstars at what they do. I've met musicians that have been playing an instrument for less than a year, and they smoke me. I'm like, how? They're naturals.
Mm-hmm.
They're just naturals at it. They pick up something and they're good at it. There's some people that can play a sport better than other people. They can just pick it up, learn the rules, and whammo. They're great. There's people that can play dominoes way better than I can play dominoes. I mean, the list goes on, right? Maybe it's the same thing. And there is this predisposition we have to people who say they have psychic functioning. We're like, oh, yeah, right, okay, you know. We've heard this over and over again, but maybe it just simply is that.
And
then, fascinating idea.
And that's kind of why I like when we do the open remote viewing projects. Because that allows a lot of
people everywhere
to get in and give it a test.
I did that thing.
If you're good at it, you're good at it. If not, then maybe you can
work. I'm living proof. Amber is living proof. She did one.
Mm-hmm.
And I was blown away by the results today.
Interesting. You know, we're supposed to be talking about American Association.
This poor Elijah, man.
Instead,
he's talking about the mysteries of life. And,
we're getting some ideas out there, though.
What about the sixth sense? Let's define it right now.
That's
probably not the best thing to do. This is indeed Ghost Month, though. And your website is ghostpi.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we'll do is, let's go to break.
Let's take a quick break, yeah.
And I promise, Elijah, when we come back, we're going to talk about the AAPI. API, American Association of Paranormal Investigators.
You know, my opinion
and what you guys do, I do want to learn about you guys, as well as think about the mysteries of life.
There are these ideas, and I think these are all firmly rooted ideas with every ghost hunting group around the country, around the world, too.
Right.
These are things we all think about, too. Elijah, I don't know how you got put in the hot seat.
Yeah, right? You got put in the hot seat. Yeah.
I can't hear you.
But it's just something like that's the idea. You know, you're here. We're talking about it. Let's just go with it. I think. Let's take a quick break though. First, this is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
I'm Doug.
And I'm Bob.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Again. Oh my gosh, again. We'll be right back.
For more information, visit ghostlytalk.com.
Hey, this is Grant Wilson from Taps and Ghost Hunters. Check out theatlanticparanormalsociety.com, and you guys are listening to Ghostly Talk.
Hello there, fiends. I'm the caretaker for the Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's official website, and I'm inviting you to haunt your iPod by downloading our Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's podcast. You can get it on iTunes, or you can go to Louisville Ghost Hunter Society's website at www.louisvillegs.com. Put me inside your iPod today so I can spook you to death, or I'll haunt you anyway.
Earth, come in, please. Can you hear us? We are attempting to communicate. Come in, please.
The living are dead.
Here at the Haunted Winery tonight. This is Ghost Month. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott L.
And I'm Doug.
And I'm Bonnie.
And she finally got her cue.
Woo!
Yay! Everybody applaud for Bonnie.
Yay!
First time this show. You were doing pretty good until you... Well, it's after I ironically started threatening your life that you started getting nervous, you think. So we're still doing the...
Do you really think you scare me?
We're still doing 9 p.m. at the bike
rack. Oh, yeah, the bike rack. It's on, buddy.
It's on.
You're doing it, sir,
girl. And for some reason...
Do the next thing. I want to see... I will never...
Oh, she does the next thing a lot better than I do.
Anyway. I'll never get that. I think we're built like turtles or something. We can't do it.
We're talking to Elijah Steinzeck.
Yeah.
Or Steinzeck of ghostpi.com, ghostpi.com.
The American Association of Paranormal Investigators. That's a great group. That's a great name for a group.
It's an awesome name for a group.
Perfect name for a group.
Tell me about
your... You'd be surprised how many AAPIs there are out there.
Really?
And most of them have nothing to do with the paranormal.
Probably. The American Association of what? Podiatrists Incorporated?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember.
I visit that website.
Physicians Incorporated.
There's quite a few out there.
How about physicians?
Physicians Incorporated?
Physicians, yeah, that has something to do with physicians.
How about paleontologists?
It's entirely possible.
Proctologists.
Oh! They have some really awesome conventions. AAPI, right? Mm-hmm. Your specific paranormal investigator group.
Mm-hmm.
You guys go out and collect all the evidence from both sides of the house, from the psychic side and the scientific, measurement and photograph and recording side. What's really, really gotten to you specifically, Elijah? What have you noticed because of your association with AAPI that you've grown, that you've like said, hey, wait a minute, this is really something I want to know more.
Working with Steven. Steven is a great guy. He's very knowledgeable. I kind of started out with very, very little knowledge. Like I said, I started out as more of a thrill seeker type. You know, you get together with a bunch of buddies and go out to some quote unquote haunted place. And I had an experience up this place called Third Bridge.
Mm.
I'm not going to go into it in too much detail, but it kind of. It made me wonder, like, hey, maybe there's more to this than just, you know, giggles.
Mm.
Just going out and having fun, jumping out from behind trees and scaring people, although I still do that on occasion when an investigation gets boring. That really opened my eyes, and that's when I just went to several different groups, websites, and just got all the information I could, and I shot Steven an email, and he took me up ghost hunting and sub-zero temperatures.
We've done that before.
That's done that.
It's always
that
fun.
That was a lot of fun. There's actually a very clever picture of me with my hoodie pulled, so you can only see my nose. It was that cold.
Wow. And then you said...
Well, just working with the API and part, I was like, I really didn't have so much... I didn't put too much stock into more of the psychic side of things. I was more of a just the readings, just the facts. But it's kind of opened my eyes as far as maybe there is a little more to that. So I'm more of an open-minded skeptic now.
So something...
I do believe in these things, but it takes a lot to... I mean, you have to prove it to me. You have to really show me your stuff, and Stephen's done that on several occasions. So.
Right, so something must have happened where Stephen said something, or Stephen picked up on something, and it proved out. And it proved out and showed you, hey, something is definitely here. Do you remember a specific instance of something that, wow.
The instance when I was, I just had all doubt removed was more or less just by myself. It was more of a, I was actually trying to develop my abilities a little more, so a few friends of mine and myself, we went to a place called Knights of Tithias. And we didn't take any equipment whatsoever. No EMF readers, no cameras or anything. Just wanted to feel it out and try to go au naturel, so to speak. Just try to feel things out. And I got shoved from behind. Actually, we were in a certain spot, and we all just got the feeling like, you know, we should just kind of hustle on out, you know. And I got shoved so hard that I was wearing a hoodie. I got shoved so hard from behind that my hood flipped over my head. And needless to say, I booked it out of there, tripped over something because I couldn't see. My hood was over my eyes.
Oh, no.
And I told people on several occasions that I'm not a hero. If something jumps out and goes boo, just don't get in my way. I will run.
That's
like
Scott.
Girl.
I've done that. I've done it.
Scott has done that.
We did it at West Virginia State Penitentiary not too long ago. When we were in Moundsville, I did that. We were in the... you were there for that. Yeah, you were there.
Yeah, you left me in the basement with no light.
No, well, that was just purely for fun. That was just because we enjoyed that. There was actually, we were walking through one of the cell blocks, and we didn't know that that Polly was there from Mountaineer Ghost. They were in the dark sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Amber are sitting there, and we just hear this voice loud and clear from the dark say, you know, hey, what's up? And we're like, ah! You never know. And I mean,
wow.
Once they flip the light, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, oh, God, I don't feel like a fool. But, you know, hey, I do it too, Elijah. Well,
oh, and I almost wish we had it on video. It's one of the times I wish we had a camera. Because I would have dubbed that the piano music from the Ghostbusters when they're running out of the library. It was just like that. It was literally. And then you get out, and we had taken some other people up, and we were trying to, not necessarily impress them, but we didn't want to look like complete cowards. And as soon as we got out of there, it was kind of, yeah.
So let's talk about your wardrobe. You tend to wear hoodies a lot.
Yes. Well, when it's cold, hoodie, nothing better.
Ah, I see. Okay.
Well, I'm the Ghost Hunter's wardrobe.
The Ghost Hunter's wardrobe.
Right,
yeah.
Actually, while we were on break, I downloaded a clip that you sent over, Elijah. You're like, hey, check your email. I sent something over to you. You should check out. Maybe play it on the air. Now, first and foremost, where is this from? Is this from?
It's a place called East Jewel Bridge.
Okay.
I actually got the information off another website, and there's really no history of any kind behind it. Another group kind of, I don't know if you ever had the feeling you just drive by somewhere and then you have to get out and stop.
Mm-hmm.
And that was basically the feeling they had. So I went to check it out because they said it was a good place for beginners. This was my first official trip. It was myself and my friend Chad Henry. I have to give him his shout out because he was there to record this with me.
Thank you, Chad.
But we were just kind of walking around and we were getting those weird energy rushes for no apparent reason. And we were mentioning how they seemed to be following us. Like we'd move from another spot, we'd move a little further down the road, and then all of a sudden it was almost like it kind of caught up with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we were noticing. And that's when we listened to the tape, it's that voice appeared on the tape. And It wasn't wind, because it was a very, very clear, wonderful evening.
Okay.
And I don't know if I want to say what I think it says, because I'd love to get, like, some input.
All right, yeah. Because I really dig this, because it's...
We've been doing this all night with people. Yeah. This is fun.
The name of the file is EVP.
Yeah.
So we have no clue.
Which
right
I have no idea what that stands for.
Right. I just don't know.
I mean, acronyms are not my thing. All right,
so,
but hey, we'll just go with
it. We're gonna try this. We're going to see if we can make out what is said.
Oh,
I think it's
noise.
A little too loud. You need to
bring it down.
Bring it down
a minute here. Let's try this again.
No, you have to bring.
I'll bring that one down. I'll bring it way down the channel here.
Not that, but this one.
All right. Because
I think it's breaking up on the.
Okay, we'll try that. Here we go. We'll try this again, Elijah.
Is there a human talking during that?
Yes, that voice was, I believe, mine.
Okay,
let me try one more time.
The low voice, that whispery, that voice that sounded like it was right up on the mic, like breathing really heavy.
That's what we're gonna see.
Okay, let's try again. It sounds like it's breathing. I mean, it's something that's distorting in a little bit of a way.
Is it four syllables?
Elijah, is it
about four syllables?
I can't hear you.
Is it four syllables that you hear?
Forced a little? No.
Syllables. Four syllables.
Four syllables. I actually hear five.
Five? Okay, let me hear it again. I just wanted to see if I was on to the right pattern.
What are you getting, Doug?
I can't make out the actual words. I cannot. But I hear what he's talking about.
Yeah, yeah. There's some. Let's play it one more time. I hear something at the end, but I don't want to repeat it on the air.
This
is because my filthy mind's working.
Well, the second thing sounds like go or a very short word.
I mean, I my mouth it to you, Doug.
Well, I'm watching you. Okay, all right. Interesting.
Yeah.
So we have ideas, but we don't want to say it on the air. What do you think it says?
It kind of sounds like we're going with you, but you is kind of trailing off, and we're going with you kind of coincided with, you know, what we were saying before then, like we were talking about how whatever it was seemed to be following us.
Interesting. Now, remember, I had not listened to it other than what you just heard me listen to it, and I had said the second syllable sounded
like
go.
And so
I think had I listened, you know, had I sat down with my headphones and went over and over, I probably could have come up with that, mm-hmm. and it probably would have coincided. But now that I'm front-loaded...
Yeah, we're front-loaded now. Let's do it again.
I want to hear it again and see what it sounds like.
Okay, here we go.
I can see where that comes out of that.
It sounds like it's right up on the mic, though.
Yeah.
What type of recorder were you guys using that night?
We were, it's like a little Sony mini tape recorder, but we had a Sonic ear.
So it's ultra-sensitive.
Yeah, it's very, very, very sensitive.
And it's an actual tape recorder. It's not digital, right? Or is
it's a tape recorder.
It's an analog tape recorder. What's that sound? We're hearing weird sounds on our line.
Yeah, did you just hear something that sounded like TV static?
Yeah, that was weird.
No.
It's probably just the phone line. No, none of this stuff.
I don't know.
Oh, God, no more. No, save that for tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. Okay.
It sounds like this is an actual, I was going to ask you, is it a mini tape recorder or is it an actual full cassette recorder?
Is it mini?
Mini cassette? Let's play it one more time.
So it's the kind you would buy and take to lectures and things
like
that.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to lie, because I can't hear what you guys are hearing. I want to hear it one more time.
Oh, I heard it. But it sounds like it's made out of the static.
All right, let me try this. This is going to be one for the books that I'm going to sit there and mess around with for a while. Do you mind if I do that, Elijah?
Oh, by all means.
I'm going to download this in the My Machine and play with it and figure out what the deal is.
It does. It sounds like... At first, I was only picking up on four syllables out of it, and the second one sounding like go.
Mm-hmm.
And but then, yes, as you know... Now, because Elijah's worked on this, obviously, a lot more than I have,
mm-hmm.
and he comes up with, we're going with you, and, you know, my initial impression of go being the second syllable, and then, of course, going is two syllables, so I just didn't catch that with mm-hmm. my ears in real time. Had I analyzed it, I probably would have come up with the same thing.
And you have a sonic ear in there, you said, too, right?
How do those work for you? Because I've seen groups use it and groups not use it. And what do you think about the
sonic white noise
ear?
Generator?
The sonic ear thing, yes.
Sonic ear, oh.
Yeah, the sonic ear.
I actually haven't used it since then.
Okay.
I might have used it on one more investigation, I think, at the Gold Camp Road. Otherwise, just use most of the newer digital recorders. They have a really great mic in there for use if you're not speaking right into it. It's got a really great ambient mic.
Yeah, a lot of the digital recorders that come out now, they're very sensitive, too. They're very clear and very sensitive. My Olympus that I picked up about a year ago, it's very sensitive. I like using it a lot for research and whatnot. Apparently, there's some speculation in the chat room also about what I actually thought it was said. I'm not going to say it on the air. If you want to know, email me, okay? I'm not doing that, all right? Just email me, and I'll email you back whenever I feel like it.
Does it rhyme with we're going with you?
Oh, absolutely not.
I didn't think so.
I just have a horrible, filthy mind that just...
Yes,
it's going to send you to the very bowels of hell. And, you know, hey, it wasn't anything horrible, like gross, filthy stuff.
Right, right.
You know, a common term that I use probably about 50 times a day, let's just say that.
Right.
There you go. So, yeah, just email me. Let me know what you guys
think. Well, I'm glad my ears were on the case.
Well, okay, let me listen to it again, all right?
Okay. See,
everybody else is, like, so super psychic and intuitive here, and I'm an idiot for you. Okay, here we go. I don't know. All right, one more time. Let me just loop it. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, I'm sorry, Elijah. We're going to have to put you through this. I'm gonna loop it and listen to it a couple times. Okay, I'm getting we're going now.
Okay.
Because I've been front-loaded all day long, but I'm getting we're going. It's really garbly. I mean, it's really distorted sounding, but I'm getting the we're going part.
Right.
Well, and of course, we were so excited. We were reviewing it in the car coming back, and we heard that, and then we figured out what it said, and it says, like, you know, Chad's like, it says we're going with you, and we both just kind of freeze and... kind of look in the back seat. Like, all right, now I'm a little creeped out.
Well, I'm getting it now. I guess I'm not completely, you know, oblivious to what the sound is, but I just couldn't hear it for some reason.
Right.
I'm hearing something completely different. But if you loop it a couple times like that, you do. I am getting the weird going part. But
right.
I can't hear the rest of it, so I guess I'm gonna have to work on that one. Elijah, what are some of the plans for AAPI down the road here? You guys have any future outings planned?
Outings are kind of touch and go. We are, for 3 days over the Halloween holiday, we are at the Brook Forest Inn.
Really?
Yes, doing tours. They kind of throw a little supernatural party there. So it's a tad disappointing because there's just a bunch of people there. It's more of a PR kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just kind of answer questions and stuff like that. And I'd really love to get in there sometime when there's not a lot of people around. But it's a really interesting place. We got some interesting pictures last time we were there.
Sounds like a lot of ghost hunting groups are doing that nowadays too.
Yeah.
That's something I'm working on too is finding a location to really do some intensive work on. Like just that's all I want to like work on is just like one area, and a lot of groups are getting that one area in their area, so to say, and they do these things. They do run, they do have tours, and they do have these seminars where they kind of give people a how-to, like a crash course, like Brad said in the first hour of ghost hunting, and it sounds like you guys are doing the same thing, Elijah.
Oh yeah, and we talk with people, and we get a lot of leads, pass out a lot of cards.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing that, and we're still working on the SpiritCom. That's something I've been incredibly interested in. I actually that audio stream that you guys had a while back, that original
SpiritCom tape.
Gentleman's name.
Mark Macy.
More from Mark Macy.
Yes, yes. I listened to that. I listened to that over and over again. And Steven actually managed. I don't know how. I've learned not to question this man, but. get some of the original schematics.
Mm-hmm.
And you need an engineering degree to understand them. I don't know if you've ever looked at anything like that, but Steven's got some people lined up that are ready to help us build it.
It's fascinating.
And, I'm super stoked about that.
It's really fascinating how that really, the SpiritCom project.
How does it keep coming back at us?
Well, maybe it's something good that we, you know, with the show here. I mean, when... If it's so ironic, it's been...
You see, Elijah, just this past Monday,
yeah.
So it was, 7 days ago...
We had that thing, but this has been coming up over and over.
We were talking with an ITC researcher, and a voice came through and said a whole sentence, and we were
on
quite
the show
shocked.
Here. On the show here.
Yeah.
Really? I missed that one. I'm going to have to download that.
It was last Monday.
Last Monday, yeah.
It was 25 or so minutes into the episode, but it was...
And there's a lot of research that we still have to do a lot of work on.
We're still doing a lot of work, and Mark Macy's heard it, and he's emailed in, and we talked with him about that in the email.
Some other people from Germany have actually... talk to us too, Mark's friends too.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And but if you were to build another SpiritCom, the one thing I want to do is I want to say ensure that the Faraday cage is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that it's not allowing those frequencies in and out. Because there is some question about the original Faraday cage used in the SpiritCom.
Well, in regards to ham radios and stuff like that, we've been
with the ham radios and stuff. So it would be very interesting, and because we're totally following that. We absolutely love the SpiritCom stuff and the instrumental transcommunication.
And there's just so many people that are catching on to that now. It seems like in the last couple of years. I'm not saying we put it out there. We're not the people that we're not responsible.
Oh, World
ITC
has been around forever.
Yeah, been around forever, but it's been really cool to see a lot of people embracing the SpiritCom
and
project.
And there's nothing more that I love. I love hearing, like, for example, I know Sean Burris had built a beryllium little thing, whatever it was. It was this little microphone, right?
It was with a germanium diode.
A germanium diode. He built a germanium diode. You guys are working on building the whole thing,
which is very cool.
Absolutely insane.
Build it with
cool.
a toolbox like they did. I love that design they used.
Yeah, it's going to be quite the undertaking as far as financially and then finding just someone who understands this stuff.
Well, those guys, they built it from the ground up, and you can see that in the pictures. Like I was just saying, they actually took a toolbox and just gutted the thing out, and that's what they used to make the shell of this thing and put all the components and stuff like that. And I think it was like Mark IV or something like that, the different versions.
Sure, Mark IV.
So, I'm glad to see you guys are working with that. It's such a fascinating project for whatever way you believe. You know, we've been doing some discussing on that here in the last couple of months.
Quite a lot.
Yeah, quite a lot. And it's good to hear that, you know, you guys are working on that too.
Well, and, you know, with more people experimenting with SpiritCom, I'm looking forward to a lot more results because after I was done listening to that that audio file, like, I wanted more.
Oh,
I had to have more, and I was just completely left dry.
Well, like us, I mean, Mark Macy actually sent me copies of that cassette, and I the first thing I said was, Mark, I really want to... I want to take this cassette and put it, you know, digital and have people download it off the website. And he was like, yeah, absolutely, no problem at all. Totally cool. I was left at the end of that thing just going, yeah, I want more, I want more, I want more. And like you or like myself, people are out there exploring this idea, exploring what SpiritCom may have been or what it could be, what it definitely could be. And who knows what the future holds.
You guys, I hate to inform you, we have less than a minute left. So what's next for GHOSTPI.com, GhostPi.com, and Elijah Steinzik?
I'm sorry?
What's next for you guys?
Well, we got some Ouija experiments as far as trying to disprove whether or not it's a subconscious movement. People have tried it before, unfortunately, but they use a regular Ouija board and with mixed results, and I wanted to make something a little simpler with a planchette and like shapes, colors, something like that. Something
awesome
a little less
idea.
Intricate, perhaps maybe get a better results. And then, like I said, the Spirit Com and the BFI.
You guys are busy.
And actually, I'm going to take your advice and do that experiment on the camera flashes. That,
keep us posted on
my
it.
Interest.
Please keep us posted on
keep
it.
Keep us posted. And, of course, all of these things can be viewed at the American Association of Paranormal Investigators website at www.ghostpi.com. Thank you, Elijah, for appearing on the show. Can you hang on the line for just a moment?
Oh, certainly.
Thank you. I'd also like to thank Kevin Cogbill and Nicole Leader for joining us in the previous
our
hour.
Dear friends, yes.
And Brad Duplashane for joining us from Louisiana Spirits in the first hour.
What a good old time, too. I have to say thanks,
it's
Brad.
Been
really
quite,
cool.
Quite a roller coaster. Of,
busy
of a
busy 3 hours
it.
Here tonight, huh?
Busy 3 hours.
Busy couple it. More hours tomorrow night, too. A
couple
forget.
Of hours tomorrow night. And, of course, Ghost Month will continue next Sunday from 6 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time, broadcasting live right here from the Haunted Warren Winery. I'd like to thank everybody and thank everybody who listens to the show. Keep sending in your feedback and visit our own website at www.ghostlytalk.com.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
The media, become the media.